Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment is brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
All right. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Replay the champion right about this time. You caught it. Lucky you. Day three for this champion audio. I believe it's day three, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Day three for this champion audio. We go to SEC Media Day. Reporter Savannah Avery, she works for KOMU Channel 8 up there in KC Mo.
Go Tigers.
She asked Missouri Tigers Zion Young about alpha males and got a very interesting response right here.
You guys kept throwing around the term like alpha males in your locker room and within your team. Is that a thing, or can you elaborate a little bit more on that and what that means?
This is a quick. Would you rather date let's see, I'm gonna do an animal example. If you're in a tiger, would you want to date a cat? No. You don't want to date a cat. You wouldn't want to. Well, of course, it's tigers. A cat. It's a bigger version of it. It's the cat. You know, it's all around the stuff. But you wouldn't want to date a cat, though. Not something we bring. Nah, you know what I mean? So that's the difference. Like, it's more so of like, not in day. I mean, alpha male. Like, who? That's what we're recruiting. That's what we're standing on. Guys is alpha males. Guys is where their feet at. And guys is very vocal and want to compete, you know, and have an edge on them. You know what I mean? So that's more so being specific, you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to date a cat. You would rather date another tiger, right? Or a lion. Something more manly.
Maybe not as awesome. Not quite as specific next time, Zion. But that is our two-time champ. Looking for three. Come back in about 3 hours where that champ will face multiple challengers. We'll vote off. Then we'll get to LA Live coming up at 5:40. Alrighty, it's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is. Here,
boy. Alrighty, Top 10 Most Influential Athletes of All Time, 877-881-1053. Who do you think is or are the most influential athletes? I did just see this from Jory Epstein, who is now with Yahoo Sports and covering the entire NFL. And this is the kind of reporting that we need here. Have you guys ever roomed and been on the road? You're staying in a hotel, and I guess you have a toilet that flushes ridiculously loud, so you can hear it in the other room.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
I guess this is the problem wherever the Steelers are doing training camp and staying.
Latrobe,
Latrobe. Okay, yeah. Latrobe. Well, DK and Aaron Rodgers are roommates, and I guess they've made a pact that, you know, at night if you've got to get up, you got to go use the bathroom, you just don't flush it.
Oh.
So last night, DK goes to the bathroom and decided to text Aaron, "Hey, are you up?" And Aaron said, "Yeah, I'm good." And he said, "Bet, I'm about to flush the toilet." And they're apparently closer than brothers. I don't know if that makes you closer than brothers, but I love that story. Jory, thank you so much for enlightening us on that.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a huge storyline, right? Because if he can get back anywhere close to that MVP form with DK Metcalf, you know, then who knows? Maybe the Steelers can, you know, make this a four-team race in the AFC. But, I don't know how I'd feel about that as a grown man having a roommate, you know, for a couple, 2-3 weeks.
Well, it's a sweet mate. It's sweet mate.
Okay, so you do have doors that close?
Yeah, so okay. There's Aaron's got his area. There's a bathroom in between them, and then DK's on the other side. So you share a bathroom, a shower area the middle, but you got your own space.
Little Jack and Jill situation, basically.
Yeah, I guess that's
just sharing the restroom. Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad that they have that open line of communication with each other.
Have you worked that Steelers camp before, or that area, that facility?
I've never been to. Yeah, the funny thing about this, Dawson, the Steelers. What I always remember about the Steelers way back in the day, they used to practice without jersey numbers. Huh. Like, there were practices, like, their jerseys were all either the white or the gold, and they didn't have numbers on them.
and that'd so be hard so you, to scout.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. You just had to know who the were players
they worried, were. Were they worried about the opposition?
Watching. They were worried about people watching practice is what they were worried about.
Yeah. And as a coach, if you know your roster and there's not a lot of player movement, you know who they are from just you the way they move.
By the way they move. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
All right, top 10 most influential athletes. I heard Sean and RJ this morning and Bobby were going over, you know, the passing of Hulk Hogan. And so RJ was putting together his, like, Mount Rushmore of most influential people because, I mean, he was a big-time Hulk Hogan fan as a kid. And I thought, all right, well, let's look up this top 10 here. It is, like, I think for football, and somebody texted in, like, Mahomes a little bit, but for football, it's tough, like in the NFL. Like, who has been the most influential athlete just from the National Football League? I mean, the first one that came to mind was, like, Randy Moss. You got Moss, I think, became a staple in everyone's vocabulary when you're out there just playing football. And no matter what it is, like, actual game, you're playing pickup, somebody goes up, makes a great catch, like, oh, you got Moss. But that is a tough one. Oh, I mean, because, like, Brady, Manning, like, kind of, not really, though.
Can I throw my two cents in this one? I actually think Joe Namath.
Okay.
And I'll say this. Joe Namath was signed by the AFL for $400,000 for his rookie season. And there was a battle. There was an NFL battle and an AFL battle. And if you don't have Joe Namath's $400,000 a year contract, football at that point then all of a sudden became, you know, let's see where, I mean, wow, $400,000 for a quarterback. I mean, it was really unheard of. And guys were still having to do extra jobs and stuff like that. But that's really the first time that we saw in professional football where potentially the salaries could go. Mm-hmm. I think that was a big, big, big moment before the merger. But it was something that, like, man, if we're giving a quarterback $400,000, and now we're paying a quarterback $60 million, you know? I mean, that just shows you how really kind of important to me that was at that time. They were not paying these guys anything. And now it's like, well, no, we're going to pay this guy $400,000. I think that's pretty kind of an influential moment in professional sports as far as the NFL as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to listen to Brian because you have to go back really to moments in football before we were around, you know, because football was like, it was a physical running game.
Yeah.
And then, quarterbacks started throwing, but they weren't expected to be able to throw a lot of touchdowns compared to interceptions. You know, so it was kind of like you were throwing up a YOLO ball for a long time. I don't know who that first quarterback was that said, man, we can be really efficient with this. You know, but I whoever that was, I think, you know, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana early 80s to go from one style of football to West Coast. I mean, that still ripples through the NFL in a major way.
I think that, you know, even, just what you just said right there, Dawson, Bill Walsh, and about the offense and how offenses changed and really evolved and really where, you know, I saw a special on the SEC Network the other day about a coach named Emory Ballard who invented the wishbone. And the wishbone was implemented at Texas for huge success. It was implemented at Alabama with huge success. I mean, Bear Bryant won 3 national championships playing with a wishbone offense. I think you could kind of start to talk about Bill Walsh and what he did with his offensive event, the way he was able to put that in and maybe how it affected a lot of teams and a lot of coaches. Mm-hmm. The innovation of that, I guess, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're talking about people that influence the sport, Bill Walsh would be right up there with what I would see.
817 Odell. Every kid in America was trying that one-handed snap.
I wrote that one down too.
That he had. What else you got?
NFL players were trying to do that. Everybody was trying to one-hand them joints. I got Dusty Baker when he played for the Dodgers. They invented the high five.
Oh wow! Cool.
Everybody's high-fiving out here now.
Yeah, that's good point. There you go.
Mayweather wanted that perfect record.
Yeah.
Now all these fools are chasing perfect record. They have if they take one loss, they think their whole career is over with.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, you got your football players being saucy.
That's true.
Yeah, they got the extra bands on. Yeah, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee track.
Track, big time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Tiger Woods, of course.
Yeah, see, okay, I'm glad you brought up Tiger.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, Tiger could be number one.
Yeah.
Probably should be. I mean, he made golf a major
worldwide
sport for 20 years.
Yes, and he's not in the top 10 here. Hmm. And I think that that's like, wow, that was a stunner for me.
How
Tiger,
far back are they going in this list, Wolchuk? Are they going to like Jim Thorpe names and stuff like that in the 30s? I mean,
you do have to go to Babe Ruth because he kind of invented hitting home runs.
Babe's probably the oldest. Yeah. Everybody's chasing Babe Ruth from this point on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Babe, Jackie, and then Billie Jean King on here.
I mean, you got to do Muhammad Ali.
Right.
That's who I thought of immediately.
You got to, and Jackie Robinson and Michael Jordan.
So, so when we say influential, all right, yeah. So he influenced a culture, in a sense, of America, but not like the sport itself.
Yeah, profound impact in societal change.
Okay.
Societal change. Okay.
Got it.
I should have cut you off.
In Muhammad Ali, some of his interviews are just incredible. Like the kind of the high level conversations he's having on like late night entertainment shows, you know, the way that he voiced that. I don't know if anybody from the sports world had done that before him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Muhammad Ali belongs there. But he was also a showman in the ring,
definitely,
right?
Yeah.
With the mouth and everything. So he brought that component, you know, to sport, I believe.
With the trash talk and kind of the build up to a boxing fight.
Yeah.
And now like that, I mean, the UFC today, like everyone, that's what made Conor huge, right? When Conor burst onto the scene, he was probably the best when it came to maybe arguably since Ali, getting in your opponent's heads, maybe winning the fight before the fight even started, just with the war of words going back and forth.
Your wife was in your DMs.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Lucius, would you say Jesse Owens?
Yeah, I will say, yeah, for sure, right? Yeah. Didn't he go up because there upstage?
He did.
Yeah, that was Hitler's Olympic Games there in Berlin.
Yeah, the master race or whatever. He's like, check this out, fam.
Yeah. If you're talking about social change and like getting on the, like, whoa, that guy with the weight of the world on his shoulders, the way he performed.
It was a powerful moment.
On his ankles.
Yeah.
Number 10 is Marta in soccer. Women's soccer.
Okay.
Often considered the greatest female soccer player, Marta's been a powerful advocate for women's soccer worldwide. Skill, determination inspired a generation of female athletes in the sport that has often struggled for recognition.
I mean, she was going head-to-head with the American women like 20 years ago, and last year she won the NWSL with one of the plays of the year in all of soccer.
Nine is Billie Jean King.
I was going to go with Maradona and his interviewing.
Yes, process. I love it, man.
Shout out to Maradona.
I think that was a great social way of...
So glad you said that. So glad you said that, bro.
Billie Jean King at 9, Battle of the Sexes.
It's Bobby Riggs, 1973 at the Astrodome.
8, they've got Usain Bolt.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Made running cool again.
Why would I think that most of these are like international athletes? Like Olympic. Okay. Worldwide. Okay,
7, Jackie Robinson.
Here's to you, Jackie.
Obviously,
Robinson.
You break the color barrier. I mean, heck. Mrs. Robinson.
He has so much to deal with. I 100% believe racism killed him early. All that stress he had to deal with.
I
100% believe it. I read his book. Yeah.
6, Wayne Gretzky. The great one.
Made hockey relevant in the U.S.
Yep.
Sports stars.
Top 5 most influential athletes of all time. Babe Ruth at 5, the Sultan of SWAT, saving baseball after the 1919
Sultan
Black Sox
of
scandal.
Swings.
Huh.
Yeah.
Serena Williams at number 4, dominating women's tennis, unmatched Grand Slam titles, off the court, big time women's rights and racial equality, which has inspired countless other athletes.
And she does that awkward sea walk everywhere she goes. Nobody tells her to stop.
It doesn't have the same bounce to it on the other side of 30 or so.
Bounce. Pele at 3.
Oh, Pele, 1970.
Brought soccer to the global stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
He captured the attention.
Yeah. 2 is MJ.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan coming in number 2.
Easily.
But number 1, you nailed it, Dawson. It is Muhammad Ali.
There we go.
Civil rights, and obviously incredible.
He said, "I'm not going to fight."
No, did not want to go for fight.
I'm not going
to
fight.
All he had to go do was put on like little boxing exhibitions in different places and just warm the troops up. And he's like, nah, no.
Nah, I'm not Bob Hope. I'm not Bob Hope.
It's the principles, bro.
Yeah, principles. I'm not fighting.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk. Thank you. Top 10 to 220 every afternoon here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, usually we have Chiefs biggest, L biggest, Dub. You think you can handle that? You going back-to-back with us?
Got it, bro. We got cricket pickles, eye removal, and beer leagues. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some victories lately? Where have you taken some L's this week as well? That's next.